And we are back with BRX Pro Tips. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, anyone who has hung out with me for any length of time knows I have never, I will never, I do not write proposals. But let's talk it through a little bit and maybe describe why that's our approach to this whole thing.
Right. And some of it could be semantics and some of it is persuasion. But we do recap conversations. We do make recommendations. And we do, you know, get agreement. So all of that stuff happens, but we do not propose. And that's an important distinction. So why don't you explain the terms?
Well, it's a good point. So I guess some of it could be semantics. And even if your prospect, and sometimes they will call something a proposal, hey, can you get a proposal over to me, that kind of thing, you don't have to be quite as abrupt as Stone might be. You might just say yes, or you might say, hey, man, I will be delighted to get a recap or recommendation summary to you. But again, it goes back to this framing, this positioning of coming out of a collaborative conversation or you've co-authored the show concept. It comes back to positioning yourself as a definitive authority with specialized knowledge and expertise in the field. I genuinely am not proposing anything. Propose literally means to set forth for consideration. Look, this is all I do. I've been doing it for 12 plus years. I'm good at it. Based on what I've learned in this conversation, I'm recommending you take this course of action. I am not putting forth for your consideration something that maybe you ought to think about doing. I know what you ought to do. And I mean, look, if you ever get bored, go Google Stone Payton and the word proposal and you'll see articles on this stuff. But from a positioning standpoint, you don't have to be rude about it. You can be nice about it, but just reframing it in a discussion guide, a recap, just anything like that, a recommendation summary where you truly are peer to peer. They're coming to you as experts in their field with some specific needs. You're coming to them with, based on their inputs and your expertise, your position to make recommendations. You're going to find that so much more effective. Now, look, I'll be the first one to tell you, the only top 5-10% people, salespeople on the planet do this. So, yeah, I mean, not that many people will do it this way, but you're going to find it so much faster and more effective if you will get out of the habit of doing proposals and maybe just a little baby step, Lee. If nothing else, just for God's sakes, quit calling it a proposal. If your first little baby step is, you know, look, Stone, you're all wet. I've made sales like this before. I'm going to keep doing proposals. Do this. Try this. Just the next proposal, if you decide to do it, you send it out, just call it something else. See if you don't get a little better result.
And it's important to understand that you can't do any of this. You can't prescribe any solution before you diagnose what the problem is. And you have to know what they're trying to accomplish before you can make any kind of recommendation. It goes back to your saying is in terms of the positioning. You're an expert talking to another expert. You're an expert in what you do. They're an expert theoretically in what they do. These are two experts brainstorming the best way to work together. You're determining if the relationship's a fit for you. They're determining if your solutions are the right fit for them. So what you're doing is recommending this course of action based on hearing their problem and knowing what you do.